Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and I would like to read with you verses 3 through 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6, where the Word of God says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down the imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." That's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6. And that's a very somber passage of Scripture for each and every one of us, but it's also a victorious passage of Scripture. It reminds us that we are in a spiritual warfare, and that's the somber aspect of it. And that spiritual warfare brings spiritual strongholds into our life every day. And a spiritual stronghold is one of the ways that Satan and his minions would try to work in our lives to keep us from living the Christian life and doing the will of God in our ministry. These spiritual strongholds are great. When you turn to Ephesians chapter 6, you will find that that passage tells us that we are fighting against the devil himself on a regular basis, facing these fiery darts of the wicked. And so every day we are in a spiritual battle. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 teaches us that as we face that spiritual battle, God has given us weapons to use to overcome those battles on a day-by-day basis so that the devil does not get a spiritual stronghold in our life. Because those spiritual strongholds really weigh us down spiritually and keep us from doing what it is that God would have us to do. But what are those spiritual weapons? You see, they are different than the actual warfare elements, or I should say the armor of God that Ephesians chapter 6 talks about. These weapons are a bit different, and they are things that we need to apply to our lives on a day-by-day basis. These weapons include, number one, the Word of God. You will recall that when the Lord Jesus Christ was tempted, right away he quoted the Word of God. And when you and I quote the Word of God when these spiritual battles come, that is the foundation and the basis for our spiritual victory. Secondly, there is the Spirit of God. God has given us the Spirit of God in order that he might enable us and strengthen us to have spiritual victory when we say no to sin and self and yes to the Spirit of God to control and strengthen us. Then there is the fellowship with God through prayer. When we are consistently talking to God in prayer, as these spiritual strongholds will come up before us, as Satan tries to destroy us, as it were, our fellowship with God through prayer will give us the strength for the victory. Then, number four, there is the church of God. We need to fellowship with others of like precious faith. We need to remain in the circle of God's local church. When we get outside of that circle, then those spiritual strongholds can grow and become more vital in our lives. And then finally, there is the promise of God, the many promises of God that he has given us, that he will never leave us nor forsake us, even in the midst of these spiritual battles. So this spiritual weaponry is important. We must apply the Word of God, the Spirit of God, prayer with God, fellowship with others of like precious faith in the church, and then the promises of God if we are going to be victorious in the battles that we face every day spiritually. Father, I thank you for giving us these spiritual weapons that we can overcome the wiles of the devil. I pray that each of us will apply to them to our hearts every day that we might live that victorious life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, Other Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.